On Monday, a big announcement at Trenton Memorial Hospital. The Deputy Premier and the Minister of Health, Sylvia Jones, joining MPP Todd Smith to announce an expansion and a new piece to the Trenton Memorial Hospital Emergency Department. Sylvia Jones joins us on the line this morning. Minister, I appreciate the time. This was certainly something that if we go back a few years, there was a huge battle in Quinney West and Trenton to keep the hospital. And to see the announcement, to see this expansion, it's certainly some good news. Can you give us some of the nuts and bolts on the announcement itself and what it's going to mean for Trenton, Brighton, and those using the hospital?
Absolutely, Tim. And I've got to give a huge shout out to Minister Todd Smith, your MPP. He's been such a strong advocate. And of course, the volunteers and all of the great team that work at the Trenton Memorial Hospital really work very closely together to pull this project together. And an expansion and renovation of the Trenton Memorial Hospital Emergency Department really is going to be very welcome in the community, making sure that everybody who needs to access emergency care is getting the highest quality. They already get it with their staff, and now they're going to get it with a renovated space.
I'm sure you had a time to take a tour, talk to the president of Quinney Health, Stacy Dobb. What was her comment? What did she say to you about the future of the hospital? And was she somebody that was pushing hard with your office and with you for this expansion?
You know, there were so many people, whether they were volunteers, of course, the auxiliary plays such an important role in fundraising in the community. The donor, the foundations are excited and are confident that they are going to be able to commit to their local share to get this project off the ground as soon as the plans can be finalized. And, you know, I have to say, the hospital president and CEO was very quick to highlight the excellent work that is happening in the emergency department right now. A combination of physicians working together with physician assistants and with nurses. It really is a team effort there, and very pleased to be able to put some provincial support with that.
Health Minister Sylvia Jones joins us here on the Lauren Brooker Show. When you have, you know, infrastructure work and you're able to close a road, you kind of get to be able to finish something quicker. But with something like triage and an emergency department, things kind of have to continue as is, but also get work done. Is that the biggest challenge when you're doing a renovation as opposed to a new build?
It certainly makes it more challenging. This will be an expansion of the existing space as well as renovating the existing 6,000 square feet space. So, I met the team yesterday. I am very confident that their enthusiasm and their planning that they've already done will make sure that even during the construction stage, community will be very well served at the Trenton Memorial Hospital.
The Rural Ontario Municipal Association conferences just finished up a few weeks ago, and I know that the advocates from this area, the local mayors, were pushing healthcare hard. I'm sure that's something you hear from 444 municipalities. How is that balancing act? Is that one of the challenges that you have to deal with? Because everyone seems to have the same challenges with when it comes to healthcare, and that's making it the best that it can be.
You know, Tim, when I go and speak to hospital leadership, I always ask how recruitment and retention is going in their facility, in their community. And two things come back consistently. Good team work makes a difference in retaining staff and recruiting, and exceptional and state-of-the-art equipment. So I think you've got very good things happening on both sides in the community, and I am confident that as the build proceeds, that combination of nurse practitioners, physician assistants, physicians working together in the emergency department is part of the, we'll call it the secret sauce at Trenton Memorial.
I don't have you for very long, so I want to get through as many topics as possible. Just finishing on TMH, can you tell us about maybe the dollar figure and the timeline? Do you know when shovels can start in the ground on the expansion and when the renovation is going to get underway?
So the serious work of planning will happen now. There's obviously been some pre-planning, but there still needs to be consultation with the emergency department team to make sure that the renovations, as they are mapped out, are going to serve the community for decades to come. In terms of the dollar value, we don't actually release the dollar value of what the project is going to cost, and I'll tell you why. Because when we let these projects out, when we put them out for tender, we don't want to tip our hand to the contractors who are interested in the build and right. telling them basically how much money we have to spend.
Right.
So that is why, while we hold the investment and have committed to it, we don't publicly release the dollar amount until the tender has been sent out and ultimately approved.
Health Minister Sylvia Jones joining us on the Lauren Brooker Show. I wanted to turn our attention a little bit south to Prince Edward County and the Memorial Hospital. This has been something that's been in the plans for years with a whole new hospital coming to Picton. Can you give us an update on where we are in the process of this new hospital, the financial side of things, and when work is going to start that people can see the physical infrastructure underway?
Yeah, some very exciting projects happening in the county for sure. So as you will know, in November, the Prince Edward County Hospital did announce the tender was put out. And so the next step is to assess and review which applications came in and which ones are most appropriate for that build. And ultimately, there will be an approval process there. And then depending on the negotiations of who the successful bidder was and the timing of the hospital, the needs, then the time frame of when the actual build can happen will be released.
How important is it to stay on time and budget? And I ask that twofold. One, with inflation being something very difficult to predict, but just the cost of building infrastructure goes up so much faster than the actual growth of GDP or the cost of inflation, to not be a year behind, which could cost hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in difference.
Yeah, Tim, you raise a really good point. You know, we have seen costs escalate. Some of it unrelated, it can often be related to the cost of the material, but we're also seeing the pressure point of the workforce that is necessary to do these builds. So that is why our government has made such a committed effort to make sure that, you know, young people are looking at the skilled trades as a good opportunity for long-term work that can keep people very comfortable in community and working in their community. So the I call it the multi-ministerial, the all-of-government approach to make sure that we have students who are interested in skilled trades, students who are interested in exploring health human resources positions, and ultimately, yes, making sure that as these bids come out and are approved, we can get them moving very quickly so that we don't have cost escalators as well.
And last question, Minister, the Minister of Health, Sylvia Jones, here on the Lauren Brooker Show. I was talking to a doctor recruiter, and one of the things this person said is that, and it was something that I didn't know as far as doctor recruitment is concerned, is that quite often it's a per-patient pay that happens for general practitioners, for doctors that open a practice, that kind of the main goal as far as the ability to maintain a larger patient load, make more money for the doctor, would be to have younger, healthier patients. We're certainly in an area here in Hastings, Prince Edward, the average age is much higher than the median for the province, so therefore you would have to put in more effort per patient. When you have a community like this with older, sicker people than the average, what is the challenge to attract physicians, and what's the province's role in that? And then on the other side, what's the local community's role to get them here as opposed to a place that might have younger people like a London or an Ottawa, for example?
Well, I mean, Stacey Dobb actually referenced this yesterday in her comments. It's a beautiful part of Ontario to live and work in. And we have, through working with the Ontario Medical Association, made sure that as physicians take on more challenging patients, perhaps older, perhaps with multiple medical issues, there is some compensation that happens with that. The number of ways that we are able to look after our patients, whether it is nurse-led practitioner clinics, which of course there is one in Belleville, whether it is family health teams or community health centers, there are many different pathways for physicians as they serve their patient load and the people of Ontario. So different needs, different interests, depending on the physician and what they want to do, if they want to do more work in emergency in hospital or if they want to very much focus on primary care, there is absolutely an opportunity in Ontario and in the county.
MPP Sylvia Jones from Dufferin and Caledon. She's the Deputy Premier. She's the Minister of Health for Ontario. We appreciate the time here on the Lauren Brooker Show.